Hi, everyone. My name is Daniel Yu, and along with Victor Kong and Hope Brecher, we're team Project SAM, SMS Accounting Management. This is Miguel Garcia. He's a father of three, currently living in a low-income district outside of Lima, Peru. Last summer, while on his commute to work, he contracted tuberculosis. He started having a heavy cough, feeling pain in his lower arms, so he went into his local clinic. There, he was diagnosed with the disease and put on a strict drug regimen, which required him to take four different medications every day. Tuberculosis, like many other diseases such as HIV, require this strict treatment, and this treatment regimen is not followed, it greatly lowers the success of the medication. So Miguel tried his best, went into the clinic every day, took his medicines, except for one day he went in and discovered that one of his medications wasn't there. He went in the day after, and the day after that, the medication was still stocked out. Millions of people across the developing world suffer from drug shortages, and while Miguel did ultimately recover, many don't. So why did this happen? One of our team members, Cindy Sway, worked in Peru last summer with these health clinics and actually met Miguel, and after that had the opportunity to sit down with the national director of the tuberculosis program in Peru. And she asked her, why do these clinics experience drug shortages? As it turns out, all of these health clinics still keep their records on paper, and these records are not shared with the central warehouses which supply them. So these health clinics can actually run out of medication while the warehouses still have plenty of supply, and they don't know about it. So the current situation is that these warehouses have to send out delivery trucks intermittently at random intervals with in no regard to the current supply levels of these clinics. What Project SAM aims to do is implement a cloud database structure which allows workers in health clinics to text in their records and have those automatically integrated so that the warehouses know exactly how much drug supply each of these clinics have and when they're running low so that they can send out these drug deliveries and avoid these drug stockouts. Now, why mobile phones? As it turns out, mobile phones are ubiquitous. You can find them almost anywhere, and especially in South America and Africa. Over the past few years, there's been huge growth. South America now has mobile phone ownership rates of over 90%, and Africa over 84%. For the most part, these phones remain basic feature phones. These are not smartphones. They don't have internet 3G access, but they can still call and text. SMS initiatives, therefore, have been extremely critical in providing creative solutions to a lot of the problems that these areas still face in education and in healthcare. For mHealth in particular in South America, there have been several initiatives to address teleconsultation, appointment management, as well as disease tracking. However, there haven't been any initiatives for medical supply management. Inventory tracking, however, has been very popular for personal finance. SMS banking is hugely popular, so that we know inventory management through SMS is possible. In terms of what we're planning to do, we want to allow these workers to simply text in those records. What then happens is that Twilio Cloud Services are able to integrate those into our application, which we've built out and is hosted on Microsoft Azure. And then once those records are integrated, they then automatically alert the suppliers in the database when the clinics are running low on specific drug medications so that supply shipments can be sent out to avoid these drug stockouts. Now, we've already finished developing the platform, and while we don't have time to run through an actual demo, I do want to go through some actual screenshots from what we have so you can get a sense of the user experience. So the suppliers in the warehouse, first thing they see is a secure authentication page. Once they go through this, they have a central dashboard which shows them all the clinics they're currently monitoring. So in this case, we have our clinic in Callao. It's running low on Advil and Tylenol. So from here, they're able to send out a shipment. And once this shipment is sent, it automatically alerts the worker in that health clinic of the shipment that's coming as well as its contents. So the worker in the health clinic would receive a text like this, says 200 Advil, 200 Tylenol. And once that shipment actually arrives, all they have to do to confirm is reply with received. So once that shipment is confirmed, the records are automatically updated so that when the supplier goes back, all the records are there. So as a result of Cindy Sway's, our teammates' experiences and work in Peru last summer, we've established contacts within the Peruvian Health Ministry. And we've been able to communicate with them while developing the system. So we know that we're directly addressing the problems that they face. In addition to that, we've planned out a pilot program with them for about 20 to 30 clinics outside of Lima, Peru, which we hope to implement at the end of the summer. In order to run this pilot program, we're looking for about $50,000 worth of funding. About $20,000 of this goes towards implementation travel logistics costs associated with getting down there. And then we want about $30,000 to be able to hire the local staff to effectively manage the system. In terms of our long-term five-year revenue plan, at the first year, we were operating at a loss of about $30,000. But in the second year, we expect to break even as we expand to more clinics throughout the country. Our current revenue system is a subscription model. So we contract with the central system, in this case, the Peruvian Health Ministry, and we're able to charge them per site. Right now, it's at $50 per month per clinic. Now, currently, these clinics are experiencing losses of about $75 as a result of just drug shortages associated with tuberculosis. So we expect Project SAM to more than pay for its cost. At the per clinic level, acquisition is about $50, setup fee, a one-time setup fee of $17, and operational costs are about $16 per month. This is to cover the data services that we rely on, as well as to support the staff on the ground. Over a lifetime expectancy of 3 years, we expect about $1,800 of revenue with a marginal profit of over $1,100 for each clinic. In terms of our team, we have 7 very dedicated students, all from the University of Chicago. We have 3 programmers, including myself, as along with pre-medical students, students passionate about international health development, as well as fluent Spanish speakers to help us with our implementation in Peru. We've also worked with a great team of advisors, both Ashish Jaiman and Raj Krishnan from Microsoft, as well as Krishina Haichikian, who's a professor of social entrepreneurship at the Booth School of Business in Chicago. We've also established key partnerships. As a result of our experience here in the Imagine Cup, we've been enrolled in Microsoft's BizSpark program, which has given us free access to servers for the next 3 years. I've also had the opportunity to sit down with people at Twilio and explain my idea. They love it, and they've given us access to their services free of charge as well. We're also currently semi-finalists in the Booth Social New Venture Challenge in addition to the Imagine Cup. So why Project SAM? We believe in the viability of what we're doing. We've already finished developing our platform, and we have a financially sustainable model to back it up. Furthermore, we believe in our social impact. We believe that we can truly improve the quality of care for the patients who rely on these clinics, while also reducing the costs for the system. And finally, we have a vision, not just to address health clinics in Peru, and health clinics beyond that all across the developing world, but hopefully to bring cutting-edge cloud technology to places like refugee camps, and even small businesses, through the lowest common denominator basic hardware, mobile phones. Thank you very much.
Excellent. All right, great job, guys. And again, we've got 5 minutes for Q&A with the judges. Make sure to use your mics.
Thanks, guys. This is great. It's really great. Question. Have you thought of a way to close the loop a little better and maybe use sensors to monitor the levels of drugs or any other way you could possibly automate the system more?
So the main problem right now in terms of infrastructure is that these outlying health clinics, they don't have the computers or internet access. So implementing sensors and that sort of thing, given the current infrastructure, is a bit difficult, though definitely as the infrastructure improves over time, we're looking to other additions that would make the process more efficient.
Could you quantify for me in all the cases of shortage that you noticed in the clinic, in how many of those were due to lack of information instead of lack of actual supply or operational issues on transporting the drug to the site?
From what we know, most of the shortages that they receive are due to lack of communication, because a lot of times, the National TB Program in Peru is completely funded by the government. All the money is there for the drugs and they're in the country. However, there just isn't this communication between the clinics and the central distributor, and so the shipments are sent out just kind of haphazardly, and they don't understand how many drugs to send to each clinic. So there are repeated stockouts due to these communication issues.
It seems like some of this infrastructure is really specific to Peru. Would this generalize to you had on one of your slides, Africa and the mobile phone penetration there. Do clinics work the same way in other places?
Yeah, we've actually been doing a lot of contact with clinics around the world. We've been talking to clinics in Zambia and Egypt, in Uganda, Tanzania, and it seems like this is a really common problem globally. We're also looking into India and Southeast Asia. So the stockout problem is something that's being faced all over the world.
Great. It looks pretty much the same ever.
Yeah. Yep.
Great presentation, guys. And great to see you having so much momentum already. You mentioned in one of the early slides barcode. What are you doing with barcodes, and is that part of the automation process?
So right now, we're thinking about implementing a barcode system whereby you'd be able to text in serial numbers to track the specific drug supply levels. However, that's not a priority for us right now, because the main issue is just tracking the levels, not necessarily the specific transfer of an item. So that's something that, especially as we look to perhaps move on to small businesses in the developing world, we would definitely want to implement barcode systems.
And I have a small follow-up question. Cloud-based supply chain management on mobile phones, I mean, it just sounds fantastic. Is nobody else in this space at the moment? Nobody else that you've come across?
Not for developing countries, for basic feature phones. I think it's we've been able to sort of jump on Twilio's technology, which has been relatively recent and fantastic, and specifically adapting that to basic feature phones. I mean, we're talking about just being able to call and text without any internet infrastructure is something that's relatively new and that we haven't found in our research throughout the developing world specifically.
And assuming this is a profit and not a nonprofit, have you looked at the market size?
Yes, we have. So specifically for South America, the market size of this is about 20,000 clinics. So this varies, of course, country by country. So for Peru, it's a smaller country. We're looking at about 600 clinics. For a place like Brazil, it's, I think, about 20,000. So there's definitely a lot of opportunity, especially as we look to expand to possibly Africa as well.
Great. Thanks, guys. Wonderful presentation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. There you go.